Nashville's mayoral candidates want to create what's known as a municipal ID card. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, they like the idea so much that it can sound like they're competing to be its biggest champion.
Immigrants who know a lot about municipal IDs cheered several times when every single mayoral candidate backed the idea at a recent forum. So what is a municipal ID? In short, it's a card that the city would create to help people access services. One card to go to the library, get on a bus, to work as an ID with the police, and even to open bank accounts. That's how they work in a handful of other cities. But it's who the card would help that's most controversial. Undocumented immigrants, the homeless, and ex-cons often struggle to identify themselves. Jeremy Kane says he was the first candidate to support this idea, regardless of opposition, and he even came up with a name for it, the Music City Card.
Even after someone came up to me and said, you can do that, but I'll be the first person to sue you, I've continued to say that we need to stand up for everyone in Nashville. If you're a resident, to have a Music City card, it should be a library pass, a bus pass. It should be tied and allow you to have access to everything in Nashville.
Candidates Megan Berry and Charles Robert Bone said a city ID card would be worth fighting for.
I would also make sure that we would want to work with the state, because the state sometimes has the option to come in and overturn things that we do here locally. So I would want to make sure that we had it and we could keep it.
Mr. Bone.
Yes, and as a lawyer, I do think we have the legal right to do that, and I would proudly defend that myself as your mayor.
National advocates say these ID cards are one way that cities can do something for immigrants, even as other efforts stall on the federal level. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.